You're listening to Bariatric Life Podcast, a podcast about weight loss surgery. Chris and I are not doctors, nor have we ever played one on TV. We are sharing our personal views and opinions only. Please always follow your doctor's advice. Follow us on Instagram at Bariatric Life Podcast and at Amanda's VSG. Thanks for listening, and now on to the show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Bariatric Life Podcast. This is Amanda.
And this is Chris.
Today we're going to talk about three things.
Well, three things and three things and three things and then three more things.
For a total of 12 things.
Yes. But they're broken down into three, groups of three.
Three things. Oh, the fridge is going. So Chris had this brilliant idea to do a list of three things for a total of 12 that are three new things to try, three things to continue, three things to stop, and three things to look forward to. I want to preface this as not being. Yeah, something like that. They're not resolutions.
Because resolutions are just a to-do list for January.
Not even the whole month. It's like the first week of January.
Right, if that. I think the shortest I've ever had one was 24 hours.
Maybe. So. The only time I notice the so's is when we are recording.
Yeah.
Like when we're normally talking, and I did notice it earlier. I had said so, but mostly I notice it when we're recording.
Because you're hyper aware of it.
Yeah. I almost said it again.
And
who wants to go first? Three new things to try.
So I'll go first. Oh, I just did it.
You did.
Oh, shit. The first thing I'm going to do is try some daily journaling, seeing how it's helped you to focus thoughts and feel better about yourself. I feel like that's something that is going to help me, especially as I continue, you know, trying to live healthier, lose weight, get more physically fit. The second one I'm going to do is I'm going to learn to fly. And in the research that I've done recently, there are some, I don't want to call them challenges, but opportunities?
Potential barriers.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. Potential barriers that I'm going to have to overcome. So, I did it again. And in that vein, definitely getting my health to a better position than it's been for the last little bit.
Yeah.
And then the third one is to grow our podcast.
So share. Tell all your friends.
And if you don't like us, tell us why. And then tell your friends to listen to us.
I don't want to know why.
I do.
Then you can read those comments.
Okay.
Like, there's a reason why I've never gone on to Apple Podcasts and read any reviews. I don't know if we have reviews.
I work in IT. I get hate mail every single day. I promise there's no one out there that can hurt my feelings.
So going along with that, I just said so again.
Yep. What are your three things to try?
One of them is the one that we're going to do together, which is grow the podcast. So again, share, tell all your friends, all your bariatric buddies about Bariatric Life Podcasts. I'm also going to do the Tribe Consistency Challenge. I joined the Tribe in November, and they are doing 2023 a consistent me.
Mm-hmm.
It rhymes, so it's clever.
Oh, I see what they did there.
Yes. And it is developing more consistency and developing a B-minus mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not always in, well, I'm always in the A++ category.
Yeah.
So a B-minus mindset, I think that's going to be like my words for 23. B-minus and progress over perfection is important. We don't need perfection, we need progress. And then the last thing I'm going to try is running. I've been researching apps. I have to wait till I'm at least 6 weeks post-op, so mm-hmm. I can't do it beginning January 1, which is actually a good thing.
Right.
But in 2 weeks or so, I should be able to start running. I've been researching apps to find the one that I think will work best for me. One I found so far starts off with 30 seconds of running, which I think that's more doable than like a minute or a minute and a half.
Yeah.
And it's a longer program than the other like Couch to 5K's programs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even sure if it's actually like a Couch to 5K. I think it's more just getting you running.
Right.
So there's not the 5K goal necessarily.
Now I've heard that runners have issues with chafing in the nipular area.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
So,
but I think that's more like marathoners.
Oh.
And I'm not doing that. I was reading this book and she was talking about how she did a marathon and it took her 6 hours. And I thought, I'm not doing any kind of physical activity for 6 hours.
Nope.
That sounds horrible.
Nope. Walking a 5K in an hour was enough for me.
That was enough.
Yep.
The next thing we have is three things to continue. And one of mine is similar to one of your things to try, which is I'm going to continue journaling and listing my daily gratitudes and listing my affirmations.
I am going to continue my walking streak.
So am I.
I'm going to continue learning cloud technologies from my job, things that are interesting, I think.
Yeah.
And then, and I put this one on here to remind myself that I have to maintain relationships and I have to, you know, actually have human contact.
Yes.
So it's to continue building Jeep community relationships.
Yeah. The Jeep community, and Jeep as in like the vehicle.
Yes.
It's a really great community.
It is.
And I think that you would very much benefit from having those friendships.
Yeah. And I've grown kind of close to several people in a couple of the different groups. And I'm hoping this year to continue building those, go on some trails with some of the groups, actually commit to one and put a banner on the Jeep.
Yeah.
You know, and just keep, I don't want to say forcing, but encouraging myself to maintain those relationships.
Well, and along those same lines, and this isn't something for me to continue, but I have developed those relationships through the weight loss community,
mm-hmm.
or the surgical bariatric community,
mm-hmm.
This past year. And like one of my things that I was, my positive things of 2022 that I was thinking of was how many new internet friends I made. And
yeah.
These aren't people that I have IRL relationships with, but I have relationships with via the internet,
mm-hmm.
and consider them friends. So maybe I should have put continue my relationships with my internet friends, but I didn't. But that was something positive in 2022 that I developed and gained all these friendships. So I think it'll definitely be a good thing for you.
Yep. I think so too.
Are you done with your...
I am. That was my last one.
The last one of mine to continue is tracking. So if I don't track my food intake, mm-hmm. I tend to fall off the wagon, and I don't want to fall off the wagon, so I'm going to continue tracking. I've never tracked for this long. Because, you know, before there was Weight Watchers or whatever.
Right. And then we stopped Weight Watchers and we were done tracking.
Well, for me, it usually started with I stopped tracking. And then it was like, well, I'm not following the plan, so I might as well cancel my membership. So this is the longest I've ever tracked. And I'm going to continue doing it.
And I will encourage you.
It is kind of tedious, but I've also been doing it for almost a year now, mm-hmm. and it's just like second nature.
Yeah, it gets into that whole maintenance mindset for post-bariatric surgery.
Yeah.
You know, and it's one of those where kind of like a New Year's resolution where you're all gung-ho at the very beginning, and then as time goes on, you're slowly become less enthused,
yeah.
and this is no longer something I'm excited about. It's a fucking chore.
It is a chore sometimes,
yeah.
especially when it's something that I'm not 100% sure of. Specifically last night, or yesterday, all day yesterday basically, whenever we ate, I had to like guess at my portion sizes, mm-hmm. and I just had to like pick. We had macaroni and cheese for lunch, and as part of the lunch.
I was going to say, part of the lunch, not the entire lunch.
But I had a small portion of macaroni and cheese, and I just had to put in like a blanket macaroni and cheese and kind of guesstimate how much I ate of it. And I don't know how accurate that was. So mm-hmm. whenever there are things that I have to just kind of guess on, it does give me a little bit of anxiety, but I also know that I'm putting forth the effort.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a ballpark. You're not, because, you know, depending on how something is cooked, one serving could have 6 more calories than another serving, even though they're the exact same weight and physical portion.
That's a very good point.
So, I mean, it's not exact.
Yeah, because even when we do our HelloFresh and I put in the nutrition information every time, sometimes I have way more protein than I do the carbs mm-hmm. or the vegetables. Well, that most of the time, that's what I try to do, is have more of the protein than the other stuff. So even those numbers aren't going to be accurate
right.
now that you mention it. So
it, close enough is good enough.
Yeah. Let's see, what's next? 3 things to stop.
So I am going to stop my negative mindset and disposition. And that is a very challenging one for me. I think part of it is just the attitude that I've had for the last little bit. And I'm going to make the conscious choice to stop thinking negatively. I'm going to focus more on the positives, just like with the barriers with flying. I'm not going to focus on what could go wrong. I'm focusing on how to make it better so that it doesn't go wrong. I'm not going to focus on how much I'm upset with my job. I'm going to focus on the things that I like about my job.
So I will say that you haven't always been negative, but
no.
It has been maybe the last 3 to 6 months you've had a different attitude.
Yeah.
Mostly in relation to your job. It's not across the board negative, it's job related negativity.
Yeah.
And I think it would be very beneficial for you to
throw that negative mindset in the trash, douse it in gas, set it on fire.
I wasn't going to go that far, but that's probably a good idea.
Yeah. I'm going to stop over snacking. And that's a difficult one for me.
You've done really great with the evening snacking.
Yes, I think so too.
The only other time that I know of that you snack is during the workday.
Yeah. And that's, like, I've purposefully not bought any candy, any cashews or pistachio. Yeah. Like, I'm... My psychiatrist had even pointed out, like, oh, you... I'm telling myself that cashews and pistachios are... They're healthy. They're nuts. Nuts are good for you. And she goes, those are literally the two worst nuts you could possibly eat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I said, well, thanks. That kind of makes me feel things.
Did she say which nuts were the best ones to eat?
She didn't. We were... This was several sessions ago, so... But that kind of started resonating with me and planted the seed of, I think I'm snacking healthy, but I'm really not.
Yeah.
And for me, I don't think there's a healthy snacking just because of my, you know, propensity to over snack.
Yeah. So even if it was carrots,
you'd be... Right. I'd eat so many carrots, I'd be orange.
Yeah. I saw somewhere, I can't remember where, it may have been a different podcast, but they were talking about almonds, and like a serving or like a 100-calorie serving of almonds is like 13 almonds. And that almost feels like pointless.
Yeah.
Like, that's not going to fill me up. That's not going to fill me up. And I have 20% of my stomach.
Right. It's all it's going to do is piss me off and make me want something more.
Right.
So, and then my last one, which goes along with the negative mindset a little bit, but it's very, very different, is to stop avoiding uninteresting work projects.
Yeah.
Because I will, if I'm not interested in it, then I'll just avoid it and avoid it and avoid it. And then it'll be due in a week, and I have to do 6 months worth of work in a week. And then I get pissed off and resentful at my job. And actually, it's my own damn fault.
And it's also an opportunity for you to grow.
Yes.
Because you may learn something from the uninteresting project. Mm-hmm. But it's also given you that uninteresting growth.
Uninteresting growth.
Yeah, so I feel like doing something that you're not interested in is a growing opportunity, because you're doing something that you don't really care about. So I don't feel like I'm making any sense.
You are not.
Okay. But it's an opportunity for you to do something
that I'm not interested in.
That you don't like, and to learn from it. Because we have to do shit that we don't like all the time.
Like going to the dentist.
Exactly.
I hate going to the dentist.
Right. So it is an opportunity for you to grow by doing something you don't like.
Good point.
I'm going to stop hating myself.
That's a big one.
That is a huge one. And that goes along with my journaling and my affirmations and all of that, and finding gratitudes in the day. I'm going to stop comparing myself to others at work, which is specifically one other person. I feel like she gets a lot of
preferential
treatment, and I feel like I should get the preferential treatment, and I don't. And also, she's like half my age, and yeah, I compare myself to her a lot, and I need to stop doing that.
Yes, you do.
I did it at my last job, too.
Mm-hmm.
And
the job before that.
I did, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to stop comparing myself to others, specifically one in particular. And then my last one is I'm going to stop seeking career distractions, which this was a big discussion we had when we were writing these, in that I'm always looking for a different job that I think will make me happier career-wise. I'm looking at different educational programs that I think, oh, I'll go into a new, different career, and that will make me happy career-wise. And the gig that I have now is very convenient and very flexible, and those are... And, I mean, in general, I like it. I don't hate it. I like it. I don't love it. But it has potential. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have potential for growth, really. But there is potential to make change. Mm-hmm.
To impact people's lives.
Yes.
Directly.
Yes.
Not some secondary or... ancillary impact, but like directly impact and better another human being's life.
That's true. That's very true. And then we have three things to look forward to. What are yours?
So I am very much looking forward to the 2023-2024 Nashville Predators hockey season.
Yes.
I am looking forward to a whole bunch of new Star Trek shows, because I'm a nerd and I don't give a damn who knows it. And this is a big one, I'm looking forward to our July vacation, where I will turn 40.
Yep.
I will be a real adult. I'm a real boy!
So the question is, are you looking forward to turning 40, or are you looking forward to the vacation? Both.
I'm trying to embrace 40. I it's not like I'm dreading it or, you know, not looking forward to it. For me, birthday after 21, I really didn't care about my birthday. Like, it's a nice day to relax and feel entitled.
Yeah.
It's my birthday. I'm not doing that. I don't have to.
Yeah.
It's my birthday, and I'll sit here and drink pina coladas on the beach if I want to.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to go into it with this mindset of, and what really started all these groups of three was, last year was the year of Amanda. And for me, originally I was going to say, well, 2023 is going to be my year of change. And change is scary and intimidating, and I don't like change.
Yeah.
So you pointed out, well, let's call it the year of growth.
You pointed that out.
No, you did.
Well, you said growth was another option.
Well.
And I thought it was a better option.
Okay. But, so that's kind of where I want to go with this year. I want to grow different skills. I want to grow better habits. And I want to grow, I guess, a grave for the bad habits. I don't know that you can grow a grave, but...
Grow a grave?
Yeah, I don't know.
That was weird.
Well, yeah. Or dig a grave for it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway, moving on.
The things I'm looking forward to is that cruise.
Yes.
Your 40th birthday cruise. And we're going to try new things. I think we scheduled a Segway tour.
We did. Which is going to be very interesting.
I'll have to have some ab muscles by then.
Yeah. I have a feeling my core is going to hurt.
Yeah. But it'll be 7 days, just the two of us, celebrating your birthday and...
on a boat in the Caribbean.
It'll be amazing.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to that. I also decided that the last year we did the Fantastic 5K, the 5K for the Predators, and I want to do it again this year. And I thought we had a lot of fun doing it.
I did. I know I did.
I really enjoyed the merch afterwards, if I'm being honest. So I'm looking forward to doing that again this year. Maybe we'll have a better time. Not a better time, like fun-wise, but like maybe we'll make better time.
Oh, okay. I was like, they frown on people doing 5Ks drunk.
Yeah. Although there was a beer option afterwards, or a mimosa.
Yeah, that's it was mimosa, but that's after, not during.
That's true. And then I want to go to the Just Be You Awards again this year and not be so intoxicated that I am not aware of what's going on and leave early.
Does that mean I get to be intoxicated this year?
I would like to be able to attend the entire thing in the after
uninterrupted
party, the after party, and yeah. So no, you cannot be intoxicated either.
All right, fine.
Yeah. Yeah, 2023 or 2022 was the year of Amanda. I had a lot of changes and a lot of personal growth. And I said 23 is going to be the year of Chris.
But I think together we should focus on the growth, because I don't like things being all about me unless it's my birthday. And then I have a very specific list of things that I want to do.
Yeah.
But I think growth this year for us, and hopefully we've inspired somebody to go, huh, I'll make a list of one. And they're not resolutions.
Not resolutions.
A resolution is absolute. I will 100% do this. These are our growth plans and opportunities and desires. Like, I'm not going to suddenly stop procrastinating work that I don't want to do.
B minus.
There you go.
You'll just procrastinate for a shorter period of time.
Right. Maybe.
And I'll compare myself less.
Yes. And I mean, it's one that's going to take literally the whole year to grow on. And at the end of the year, and hopefully we'll remember to do this podcast, but at the end of the year, we can reflect on how consistent were we? How much did we grow? I did not completely stop avoiding uninteresting work. But I've cut it back to, I don't know, some metric.
Yeah.
It's not a pass or fail. It's a scale of doing better.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's not like overnight I can stop comparing myself to
that person.
That person. It'll be, I just compared myself to her and, oh, I'm aware of it. Next time, which I guess being aware of it and working on ending it.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, my work matters.
Right.
Or what I do matters.
Well, and it really is just like weight loss. You don't wake up one morning and go, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. You go to bed and you wake up the next morning and it's done.
Oh, I would like to point out that as of December 31st, I've lost 106 pounds.
Woo-hoo!
In a little less than a year. Because I lost like 12 pounds pre-surgery during the liver reducing diet.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that started mid-January. So almost a year, yep. 106 pounds.
So I'm down to under 200.
Awesome.
For the first time, I think, in, probably 2.5, maybe 3 years.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to keep shooting for that 180, 185 mark. And I've hit that point where the easy to lose weight for me is gone. So, the rest of this is going to suck.
It might be a struggle to get rid of it. But there, I have learned so many things over the last mm-hmm. year that I can impart to you.
A ton of wisdom.
And hopefully you'll listen to me.
I'm sorry, what?
All right, so those are our three things. Three things to try, three things to continue, three things to stop, three things to look forward to.
Happy New Year. Welcome 2023.
A consistent me.
Ba-dum-bum. That all just flows.
It did flow.
2023, a consistent me.
I'm really looking forward to that consistency challenge. I think it'll be very good for me.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And there's a workbook, which I always love a workbook. And it's got trackers and stuff in it.
And coloring pages.
And coloring pages. I will color. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to doing that.
We'll have to have some update episodes throughout the year.
We surely will.
All right. Until next time.
See you. Bye. Love you.
Bye.